Did you know our State of Library is active and invites you in, well, either in the doors or we talk either e-line, e-library. Let's talk about the subject of the Michigan e-library resources for students headed back to school. Can't say enough about that back to school. Appreciate you, Liz Breed, Michigan e-library coordinator. Good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley. Good morning.
Yeah, good that you are here. And yes, practicing your craft, a master of library science, 15 years of experience, certainly in the public library. And you teach occasionally marketing your library for the School of Information Science at your alma mater, Wayne State?
I do, yes.
Cool. All right, let's talk about the Michigan e-library. What exactly is it?
So the Michigan eLibrary, or MEL, as we commonly refer to it, is a statewide service administered by the Library of Michigan. And MEL has a really rich set of information resources for a wide range of all people and skill levels. And there are two parts to MEL. The first part is MELCAT, and there are over 400 libraries in Michigan that participate in this statewide resource sharing service. There are over 49 million items available in MELCAT, and last year the participating libraries loaned over 1 million items. So residents need a library card to access MELCAT, and they would do that at their local library. And the main reason people use MELCAT is they're requesting items that their local library may not have. So it really expands their access to a wider range of materials. And then the second part is the e-resources, and this is a collection of high-quality, vetted, reliable information that is available at no cost to users. Currently, our collection has over 65 databases, and that covers a wide range of topics from educational material, consumer health, business, test prep, workforce skills building. All kinds of things are available in the e-resources collection. And the best place for residents to access that is also at their local public library.
Nice. MEL.org. How's the Michigan e-library funded?
So MEL is made possible by a few different streams of funding. We get quite a bit of funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. We also have funding from the State of Michigan. And then the Library of Michigan Foundation also supports us with some funding.
Well, let's talk back to school soon. Are there resources, and I'm going to word this even better, tell me about the resources in MEL that support students.
Sure. So there are a lot of resources available for pre-K all the way up to 12th grade and beyond. So for our youngest students, we offer e-resources that really help extend the amount of reading material that they have access to in the classroom and also at home. And the content that's there also has connections back to the curriculum standards that teachers are working on with their students. So one of our newest e-resources is called Pebble Go, and this is for kids that are in kindergarten through second or third grade. They have access to grade-appropriate reading, vocabulary and pronunciation tools, and activities that help build that phonological awareness through songs with rhyming and the ability to listen to content being read out loud. So that's something that we know is really important for those youngest readers. And then we also have encyclopedia content that comes to us from World Book and Britannica. And this is for students that are up to fifth grade or so. The content's easy to read, and it can be leveled depending on the student's needs. There are science projects and experiments, homework help resources that include country information and maps. So there's really something to help with every type of assignment that a student might have.
That's nice. Let's talk also about older adults. What type of e-resources would they find in your MEL?
So older kids would find also quite a lot available in the e-resources collection. And, you know, with the rise of fake news and the ramifications of that, it's really critical that students have access to high-quality, reliable, and authoritative information and that they understand how to conduct effective research. So MEL has a few resources that will help students with this. The first one is Opposing Viewpoints in Context. And this really helps students develop critical thinking skills. So this resource brings balance and perspective to contemporary issues, and it uses arguments from experts and it's a really popular resource for students that are doing those pro-con assignments. The second one is Britannica School Middle and Britannica School High. So this helps students find articles for their research, and they can learn about countries, biographies, history. There are video clips and photos to help add engagement to the reports that they're writing. And one of the special features of this is the ability for students to easily move back and forth between reading levels. So for kids that are growing in their reading, that's a really nice option. And then a third option for older students is Explora for middle school and Explora for high school. This provides access to tens of thousands of articles covering a wide range of subjects. And the unique feature of this is that it includes primary source documents, which I know is really important for students to have access to. So they get firsthand accounts, and it really helps them get a powerful sense of history and helps them develop their critical thinking and analysis skills.
Nice. One last note about these e-resources. What, they all offer the likes of citation tools, translation into different languages to boot?
Yes, there are a lot of really nice features about these e-resources. The translation feature is really nice. There's the ability to save, email, print, download them. And there are also connections to Google Drive and, in some cases, Google Classroom. So for Google Schools, that's a really nice feature, and it makes integrating the content seamless.
Nice. Talking about Mel, on behalf of those who spend their days with our state library, Liz Breed, Michigan eLibrary Coordinator. You mentioned the eBooks. Tell me more about Mel's eBooks for students then.
Sure. We have a pretty sizable collection of titles. There are probably over 200,000 or so in our collection. A lot of that is nonfiction, primarily to help students with research and assignments. And there are three collections I'll just quickly point out. The first collection is for kindergarten through eighth grade, and those students will find books about Michigan, other states, the alphabet, numbers, and a wide range of other subjects. The second collection is for high school students, and this collection has content that's aligned to the Common Core curriculum standards. And then the third collection I'll point out is an academic ebook collection. There are over 170,000 titles in that, and a lot of really robust resources for students there. The great thing about these full-text ebooks is that they are PDF files, and they can be accessed from any device, and they're available 24/7, 365, and can be used by multiple users all at one time, so people don't have to worry about, you know, that in terms of accessing the content.
Awesome. All the resources you've mentioned so far have, I see, support students in their research, homework assignments, as you mentioned. What else helps students with test taking specifically?
Oh, sure. We have a great go-to e-resource to help students with test taking, and it is called Learning Express Library. So starting with content for students that are around the fourth grade and going all the way through college, students will find a wide range of practice tests. So there are skill improvement tests for math, English, language arts, social studies, and more. There are high school entrance exams, GED practice tests, AP practice tests, and then for older students, college entrance exams and graduate school entrance exams. So a lot of really great things there, and we encourage students to make an account. The nice thing about that is that if you start taking a practice test and you get interrupted, you can go back to that exact spot in the test where you left off if you have an account, which is really nice. One of the hidden gems of Learning Express is a scholarship finder. And this is really nice. Students can search for available scholarships in their geographic area of interest or from schools they're considering. And it lets them kind of compare what's out there and walks them through all the details of every scholarship. So a really nice feature.
How can students get connected then to the Mel e-resources here, Liz?
So staff at the local libraries are really the best connection for students. They will be able to show them how to use the e-resources and offer guidance on the best resource to use to get the answer to their question. Students can also go directly to mel.org and find the e-resources I mentioned today in the e-resources area.
And then, of course, where can one, well, we're all students of life, but where can we all find information about your Michigan e-library and, of course, its content?
Well, visiting mel.org is probably the best place to look. You can also find the Michigan e-library and the Library of Michigan on social media. So for Mel, you can look for us on Facebook under the name mel.org Michigan e-library. And on Twitter, we're at mel.org. And then for the Library of Michigan, we're just the Library of Michigan, both on Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at Library of Mich.
Great. Thanks. Keep up your good work. What are you reading now?
I just started reading a couple of books that have been on my hold list for a while. The first is Palaces for the People by Eric Kleinenberg. And the second one is City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. So I've been wanting to read both of those for a while. And the holds just came in, so I'm excited to get started.
It's good. You got to wait in line, too. Thank you very much to you, Liz, on behalf of the good work you do. Liz Breed, Michigan e-Library Coordinator. Take care.